This is music from DJ Sig. He's one of 10 Chinese electronic artists on a new compilation CD. It's called Expo, riffing on the World Expo that just opened in Shanghai. Expo is the brainchild of Chinese-American Dave Liang. He's also the founder of the Shanghai Restoration Project, based in New York. Liang started the project a few years ago to share, as he says, cool things of China. Dave Liang says he worked with a social networking website in China to put together Expo.
This project is a result of a collaboration between me and an independent artist community site in China called NeoCha. They have about 30,000 subscribers. And essentially, it's like a MySpace of China where different independent artists, musicians upload all their material, and folks within China view it, listen to it, rank it. And so we decided we wanted to put out a collection of some of the top artists on the site.
And Expo is the title of this compilation of artists. Let's have a listen to a track here. And I don't want you to reveal any favorites of your own, but maybe you can set up a track from Expo that shows the height of the current electronica scene in China and where electronica is also headed.
Yeah, I think B6 is probably a great choice. He was one of the founders of NeoCha, and since then he's gone on to do many shows outside of China. He's very influential in the minimal house scene, and so I think his song typifies this.
Okay, this is B6, and the track is called Day of the Weird Beginning. Do you think electronic music in China is like so many things in the new China? It's kind of a function of an exploding economy and upward mobility? Or do you think that electronica music in China kind of had an element of do-it-yourself and was it assisted by pretty easy-to-find, inexpensive technology?
It's definitely a do-it-yourself type of thing. And what's really interesting is a lot of the artists on this record, when we spoke to them in interviews, they all admitted that they were rock musicians at first. And the reason they did electronica is because it was easier. They didn't have to rely on other folks, and they decided they could just sit at home with their computers or their Game Boys and make music. And I don't think without these do-it-yourself tools at home, I don't think it would be as easy for this genre to explode.
Dave, what got you personally interested in being a champion of Chinese electronica?
I grew up liking computers. I loved listening to electronic music, and I liked sort of hearing the different sounds, and so I was definitely more drawn to this genre. But I think for me, I've always been attracted to cities. When I travel, I like going to cities more than I like going to the countryside, and electronic music fits cities extremely well, no matter where you go in the world. And I think it really captures the essence of modern-day Shanghai.
It certainly does feel like urban music. I'm wondering, would you find artists like B6 or Sun Ye out in the rural areas of China?
I think less so. And when we went online onto the NeoCha website and were searching for different artists, we had one guy out in Changsha, which is sort of further into the country, and one guy in Tianjin, which is north of Beijing. But for the most part, most folks were definitely based in cities, as you suspect.
No surprise, this is called Expo, this album. This is the year of the Shanghai Expo, Expo 2010. What is the actual tie-in, though, between the Shanghai Expo and electronica, specifically the artists featured on this compilation?
There's actually no official tie-in in terms of sponsorship from the government. All this music will be released on China Mobile and China Unicom, but there's this
On cell phones.
On cell phones, which
right.
is the primary way to consume music in China.
Wow.
So we have distribution. My stuff has been distributed before there, and we felt, you know, we decided on the artists late last year, and we felt to sort of get it out in time for a May release, we had to do it ourselves, but do it coinciding with the Expo launch date of May. So while there's not necessarily official connection, we felt what better time to show off some of China's hot upcoming electronic talent.
Dave Leong, producer of the Shanghai Restoration Project. Very nice to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
Sun Ye and the track Paper Dummy ends our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.